not hymn 233?
233, all right.
Oh, what a miracle my Lord.
Amen.
I'm in thee and thou in me.
Amen.
That thou and I are really one.
Amen.
Oh, what a wondrous mystery.
Amen. Praise the Lord for this miracle. Amen. For the testimony.
Amen.
I'm in him and he's in me.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. We are really one.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord. 233.
Yes. What a wondrous mystery.
Amen. Amen. Oh, what a miracle, my Lord, that I'm in thee and thou in me, that thou and I are really one. Oh, what a wondrous mystery. For me thy body thou didst give, that I may ever share in thee. For me thy precious blood was shed, that from my sins I might be free. By resurrection thou didst change thy form, and as the Spirit come, thou wouldst that I be filled with thee, that all thy riches mine become. Now as the symbols we behold, thy loving self we see anew. We thank thee for thy heart's desire, as all thy trouble we review. We eat the bread and drink the wine, and to thy sweetness we are led. In spirit each receiving thee, our spirits with thyself are fed. Long to eat and drink in more, to take thyself in spirit thus, till thou shalt all our being fill, and true remembrance have from us.
Verse 6.
We long to eat and drink
even more,
to take thyself in spirit thus, till thou shalt all our being fill, and true remembrance have from us. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We eat the bread and drink the wine.
Amen.
And to thy sweetness we are laid.
Amen.
Amen. Each yes. receiving thee.
Amen.
Our spirits with thyself are fed.
Amen. Amen.
Our spirits with thyself are fed.
Amen.
Our spirit.
Amen.
Our spirit with thyself.
Amen.
Are fed.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
fed.
Lord Jesus.
This
Amen. Oh, yes. You're the sweetest of the sweet.
Amen.
Amen.
The fairest of the fair.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we long to eat and drink even more.
Amen.
Amen.
Wait, to take thyself in spirit thus.
Amen. Till thou shalt all our being
yes.
Amen.
True remembrance have from us.
Amen. Oh, we come this morning to be filled.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I want that we be filled with
you. Amen.
Yes. Which is ours become.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Well, this Amen. Is really a miracle.
Right.
Amen.
And your people are one.
Amen.
Really one.
Amen.
Lord, this is a wondrous mystery.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What a miracle.
A wondrous mystery.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you would that we be filled with thee.
Amen.
And all your riches would ours become.
Amen. 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 That's right. All your riches are become.
Amen.
Oh, will you thank you? There's an abundance of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
That we might have this life.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Oh, thank you that you came.
Amen.
That we may have life.
Amen.
Have it abundantly.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You're full of riches.
Amen.
Attention, Lord.
Amen.
And your heart's desire is that your people would partake of them.
Amen.
Be filled Jesus. With them.
Amen.
Become your fullness.
Amen.
Taking right. of you.
Amen.
Oh, here on the yes. table is displayed.
Amen.
Something of your riches.
Amen.
Amen. The bread and the cup,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Display our wonderfully rich Christ,
Amen.
All inclusive Christ,
Amen.
Oh, the one
Amen.
That is riches,
Amen.
Amen.
All the riches,
Amen.
Lord, we praise you this morning,
Amen.
For having this mystery being made known to
Lord.
Us,
Amen.
Lord, we can enjoy all the riches this morning,
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the process that you went through,
Amen.
Touch you in our spirit.
Amen.
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 Our
Savior
with 542.
Amen. 542.
Amen.
Oh, the riches, oh, the riches.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, all the fullness of the Godhead we may now experience.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, there's nothing less than God as all.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
oh, the
riches of my Savior, so unsearchable, immense, all the fullness of the God. Savior has for me, how unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. Oh, the riches of my Savior, all embracing life and light, wisdom, power, healing, comfort, treasures rich of God's delight. My Savior has for me, how unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. God's redemption, full salvation, and his resurrection power, sanctifying, glorifying, all transcending every hour. Oh, the riches, oh, the riches, Christ my Savior has for me. How unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. Oh, the riches of my Savior, nothing less than God has all. All his person and possession, Savior has for me, how unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. Oh, the riches of my Savior,
who can know
their breadth and length, or their depth and height unmeasured, yet they are my joy and strength. Savior has for me, how unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. nature, yet my full reality.
May we know these boundless riches.
Amen.
Christ, experience in full.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the riches of my Savior, all grace and life and light.
Amen.
The power, healing, comfort.
Amen.
The riches of God's delight.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, the riches of my Savior.
Amen.
Nothing less than God is all.
Amen.
All his person and possessions.
Amen.
Now our spirit doth enthrall.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
All the fullness of the Godhead.
Amen.
We may now experience.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, to apprehend with all the saints.
Amen.
What the breadth and length and height and depth are.
Amen.
Oh, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
To know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ.
Amen.
To all
the fullness of God.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
All the fullness of God.
Amen.
Jesus to dwell in you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Such a fullness.
Amen.
Such a fullness.
Oh, such a rich Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
In your fullness, in your humanity, Lord,
Amen.
You brought the fullness of the Godhead.
Right. Amen.
Yes, that's right.
In you bodily.
Amen.
That's right.
Human being.
Amen.
Made these riches available.
Amen.
All mankind.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
You were the fullness there.
Amen.
And your fullness became the riches to us.
Amen.
Expecting once again the riches to become the fullness manifested in the church and the churches. Oh, they will become your fullness. Oh, praise the Lord by partaking of your riches day after day.
Amen.
Amen. You and him are made full.
Filled up, up, up.
Amen.
Up, up, up.
Amen.
Up, up, up.
Amen.
We want to be filled up, up, up.
Amen.
We are earthen vessels.
Amen.
We have such a treasure.
Amen.
I'd like to feel.
Amen.
This morning, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to be filled.
Amen.
Filled unto the fullness.
Amen.
Filled until there's fullness.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Until there's overflow.
Amen.
Until there's overflow.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fill us till there's overflow.
Amen.
We're here to be filled.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Riches.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, as we break the bread, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, recognizing your fullness.
Amen.
Broken into all the riches.
Amen.
To be dispensed into everyone.
Amen.
Every member of your body.
Amen.
Oh, for our growth.
Amen.
Development.
Amen.
Our maturity.
Yes.
Amen.
Until you have the fullness once again.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Lord, thank you. You were broken.
Amen.
You were broken that we could be filled.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You were broken, Lord.
Amen.
Broken that we could be filled.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. We partake of all that you are.
Amen.
Oh, we're made full in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We may be
fill in you.
Amen.
We like to be full expression.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Thank you for such a beginning.
Amen.
Through your Lord table meeting.
Amen.
We just enjoy you.
Amen.
Continuously.
Yes.
All the rest of the week.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
You're broken for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're broken so we may be filled.
Amen.
Filled unto all the fullness
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Amen.
Thank you for all the riches.
Amen.
We begin our week by being filled.
Amen.
With the triune God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're beginning our week by being filled with the triune God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Continue throughout the week.
Amen.
Oh, we just want to be filled.
Amen.
Be being filled.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. Be filled.
Amen.
Be filled in spirit.
Amen.
Be filled in spirit.
Amen.
Be filled in spirit.
Symbols testify that you have filled us.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
And we taste of all sufficient God.
Amen.
Filling us up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
God is good for food.
Amen.
Amen. Our God is good for food.
Amen.
Amen.
We tasted.
Amen.
We testify.
Amen.
God is good for food.
Amen.
Amen. Our God is good for food.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we enjoy 11:45.
Hallelujah.
God gave his son to man to be.
Amen.
The tree of life.
So rich
and free.
Amen.
Every man may taste.
Amen.
That God is good for food.
Amen. Every man may taste.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, God is good for food.
Amen. Yes, God is good for food.
Amen.
Good for food. We testify.
Amen.
God is good for food.
Amen.
Eat this feast and take God in.
Amen.
Right. And as we eat, we live by Him.
Amen.
This feast is so enjoyable.
Amen.
Oh, we eat this feast.
Amen.
We live by Him.
Amen.
For Jesus is our feast.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God gave His Son to man to be the tree of life so rich and free that every man may taste and see that God is good for food. Yes, God is good for food. Yes, God is good for food. We've tasted and we testify that God is good for food. We eat this feast and take God in, and as we eat, we live by Him. For all the elements within this feast are God Himself. Yes, Jesus is our feast. Yes, Jesus is our feast. We eat this feast and live by Him, for Jesus is our feast. Christ Jesus is the food we eat. He is our bread, He is our meat. He is our life supply complete. We daily eat of Him.
We daily eat of Him.
We daily eat of Him. supply complete, we daily eat of him. This feast is so enjoyable, to men it's so available, for God said whosoever will may come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat.
Is so enjoyable.
Amen. Amen.
To man, it's so available.
Amen.
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 God said, whosoever will.
Amen.
Come and freely eat.
Amen.
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 Oh, come and freely eat.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Come and freely eat.
Amen. Amen. Verse 3. Christ Jesus
is the food we eat. He is our bread, he is our meat. He is our life supply complete. We daily eat of him. We daily eat of him. We daily eat of him. He is our life supply complete. We daily eat of him. This feast is so enjoyable. To men it's so available. For God said, whosoever will may come and freely eat.
Yes,
come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat. For God said, whosoever will may come and freely eat.
Son to man to be.
Amen.
Oh, the tree of life so rich and free.
Amen.
Oh, that now we can taste and see.
Amen. You're
good for food.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, you have not withheld from us one good thing.
Amen.
Oh, how you've enriched us in your Son.
Amen.
Oh, we are made full in him.
Amen.
Father, we love your Son.
Amen.
We love the Beloved.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for giving us the very best.
Amen.
Your Beloved.
Amen.
You gave him.
Amen.
Oh, he's so enjoyable.
Amen.
He is so rich.
Amen.
Father, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for supplying us.
Amen.
Oh, with that's your very right. Son.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
Your beloved one.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Amen.
Such a begotten Son given to us.
Amen.
He's our beloved one.
Amen.
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 That's right. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us your Son.
Amen.
Oh, you found all your delight in him.
Amen.
Come back to you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We worship you, Father.
Amen.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
For being the source of life,
amen.
Giving us your Son,
amen.
Bringing life to us.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Thank you, Father, for your attention and giving us your Son.
Amen.
So that he would become a feast.
Amen.
To all who would avail themselves.
Amen.
Everyone.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Father.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You made him so available.
Amen.
All through his death and resurrection.
Yes. Amen.
Becoming the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you.
Amen.
In your economy.
Yes. Amen.
This Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. This Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we've tasted, Father.
Amen.
I'd like to testify.
Amen.
God is good for food.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We've tasted and we testify.
Amen.
Oh, that you are good for food.
Amen.
Thank you for your purpose and plan.
Amen.
All that you've done and accomplished.
Amen.
Oh, to prepare this table today.
Amen.
Oh, that we could be here, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Abba, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for this life.
Amen.
Father, thank you for the life.
Amen.
He who has the Son has the life.
Amen.
Oh, now here we're tasting as sons.
Amen.
The sweetness of your name.
Amen.
Amen. We love our Father.
Amen.
Oh, but we don't just love you.
Amen.
Oh, we get incorporated into you.
Amen.
We become one with you.
Amen.
Oh, by enjoying you on a daily basis.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for your wonderful economy.
Amen.
Making yourself available.
Amen.
So rich.
Amen.
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 Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
In your word.
Amen.
In your life and in your glory, we are all made one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Shall we go on? Next step?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so this week is week 9. We're in a land of pomegranates.
Amen.
Another rich item in the good land, right? So what we'd like to do is we'd like to read the verses for the week, and then grab one or two verses to chew on, to pray over. All right, so let's read together the title, and then we'll go day by day, and we can stand up in small groups, and we can read the verses. Ready?
A land of pomegranates.
Okay, let's go to verses day one.
Amen.
Amen.
A land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranates.
Amen.
Holding the head, out from whom all the body grows with the growth of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And you shall make on his hem pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet strands.
Amen.
All around his hem, and bells of gold between them all around. A golden bell and a pomegranate. A golden bell and a pomegranate on the hem of the robe all around.
Amen.
And there were 96 pomegranates toward the open air. All the pomegranates on the network were 100 all around. And he who believes into me, out of his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely. Your cheeks are like a piece of pomegranate behind your veil. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates with choicest fruit. Henna with spikenard.
Amen.
Amen.
seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue. And for this very reason also, adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith virtue, and in virtue knowledge, and in godliness brotherly love, and in brotherly love, love.
Amen. So let's go back to day one and grab those verses in Colossians. Colossians 2:19, and then Colossians 1:27 and 20, and we could pray over those verses. Colossians 2:19, holding the head,
amen,
out from whom,
amen,
all the body
grows with the growth of God.
Amen.
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 Let the whole to the head.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Holding the head.
Amen.
Holding the head.
Amen.
What we've been doing, nothing but holding the head.
Amen.
Holding the head.
Amen.
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 Oh, out from whom?
Amen.
Out from whom?
Amen.
Out from whom?
Amen.
Out from whom all the body?
Amen.
Out from whom all the body?
Amen.
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 All the body.
Amen.
Body is growing with the growth of God.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Oh, the body grows.
Amen.
With the growth of God.
Amen.
The body grows.
Amen.
With the growth growing.
Amen.
Oh, the body grows.
Amen.
Grows with the growth of God.
Amen.
With the growth of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Growth of God.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Christ in you.
Amen.
Christ in you.
Amen.
Christ in you.
Amen.
Christ in you.
Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Of the growth of God.
Amen.
It's Christ in you.
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Amen.
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 Lord, even we're here this morning to announce
Christ
in you.
Amen.
Whom we announce.
Amen.
Whom we announce.
Amen.
Whom we announce.
Amen.
We announce.
Amen.
Amen. We love to announce you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Admonishing every man.
Amen.
Teaching every man.
Every man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And teaching every man.
Amen.
And teaching every man.
Amen. In all wisdom.
Amen.
In all wisdom.
Admonishing and teaching in all wisdom.
Amen.
That we may present every man.
Amen.
Full grown in Christ.
Amen.
Full grown in Christ.
Amen.
Every man full grown in Christ.
Amen.
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 Full grown.
Amen.
full permission.
Amen.
To admonish us.
Amen.
To teach us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wisdom. All wisdom.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We want the growth.
Amen.
We want to be full grown in Christ.
Amen.
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 Full grown in Christ.
Amen.
Every man.
Amen.
Oh, we need your speaking.
Amen.
Yes, your speaking.
Amen.
Amen.
Every man full grown in Christ.
Amen.
That's pomegranate.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So last week we saw in this land we lack nothing. This week we're seeing it's a land of pomegranates.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 8:8, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates.
Amen.
So we want to see the spiritual significance of the pomegranates this week. I'm just so looking forward to what all the prophets
Amen.
Have to speak. Are the prophets ready to speak?
Amen. Amen.
They're going to speak as talking pomegranates.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. More life, more speaking.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Roman number one. In the Bible, pomegranates signify the fullness of life, the abundance and beauty of life, and the expression of the riches of life.
Amen.
Oh, what a life.
Amen. What a life.
You should think of hymn 499 when you think of pomegranates. Oh, what a life.
Oh, wow.
Fullness, abundance, and riches. Okay. And B, if we experience and enjoy Christ as wheat, barley, the vine, and the fig tree, the abundance of the life of Christ will be with us.
Amen. Amen.
May the abundance of the life of Christ be with us.
Amen.
The abundance of the life of Christ be with you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the beauty of Christ will be about us.
Amen.
And this is the experience of Christ as the pomegranate. If we grow in life to maturity, we will become pomegranates.
Amen.
Arabic 1, the more we are willing to be ruled and restricted by the Lord Jesus out of our love for him,
right.
the more we will grow in life.
Amen.
On the one hand, it's a matter of being ruled and restricted, but it's in the realm of love.
Right.
So verse 13 tells us we've been transferred out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Amen.
And then in verse 28, of course, as we saw, the issue is this, is full grown in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, may we learn how to be under the Lord's restriction.
Amen.
In the realm of love.
Amen.
Okay, and then we go on to, I want to read three as well here. To be full grown in Christ is to be filled, saturated, and permeated with Christ.
Amen.
This is to have every part of our being occupied with Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord occupy every part of our
Amen.
Being.
Amen.
And so in Colossians 1:28, it's every man full grown.
Amen.
But in Ephesians 4:13, it's full grown man. It's the whole body. Right? So it goes on from a full grown, every man full grown, to a full grown man.
Amen.
So this is the corporate pomegranate life
Amen.
In the church life. And then we have several illustrations of the pomegranate in the scriptures. First, we see in the priestly garment. It's very striking that at the bottom, he wore this garment, and that garment, it signifies the church, right, as Christ's fullness. The skirt is the fullness.
Amen.
And at the bottom, there was a bell and a pomegranate, a little tiny golden bell. It wasn't like the Liberty Bell or something like that. It was just these little tiny golden bells, and
Amen.
Gold always signifies the divine nature. And then there's a little, I guess it was formed, somehow linen was formed out of, you have the linen threads, and then they would make little pomegranates out of those threads. I guess that's how they did it.
Yeah.
So you had a golden bowl and then a little
a golden bell, and then a pomegranate that was of linen, and then a little golden bell, and then a pomegranate. And they just went all the way around the fringe of his garment. And as long as those bells were ringing, things were good.
Yeah.
But if those bells stopped ringing, there was a problem. So that would mean that the priest didn't make it in God's presence, and they would have to pull him out, I guess. I don't know, but I'm not sure how that all worked.
Yeah.
But anyway, the bells signify the God speaking, right?
Yeah.
And it's in a very gentle way, and it's blended. You could say it's along with something of humanity. It's fine linen. Expressed in humanity. So the pomegranates and the golden bells were on the bottom part of the high priest's robe, which signifies the church. The church should be full of life and her humanity. Amen. This is the significance of pomegranates made of linen, full of life. And then in 1 under B, the fullness of life is expressed in the church's humanity, but the voice of warning is expressed in the church's divinity, the golden bells. So probably this morning, I imagine, as the saints share, some little golden bells are going to be going off in us. And they're going to give us little warnings, right? Maybe we need some adjustments in our living. Maybe there's some things in our living that need that have been there that need to go away.
Right?
Those are just, and it's not like a, these are golden bells. Like I said, they're not clanging bells. They're golden bells. It's just a small speaking from the Lord through the speaking of the saints. The beauty of life expressed in our humanity and the divine sounding from the golden bells are signs of a proper church life.
Amen.
May our meeting this morning be filled with golden bells and linen pomegranates.
Amen.
And then we go on to see the capitals of the two pillars that were before Solomon's temple, Jachin and Boaz. At the top of the brass or bronze pillar, there was a capital of checkered and chain work, a lattice work with lilies coming out of it. And then underneath the capital, there were two rows of pomegranates. Okay, so that's the scene, and it's so rich. I'm about out of time, so I'm not gonna be able to say hardly anything. I hope someone gets into this. But if we don't, bottom line, if we don't try to escape our situation, we will become rich with the expression of life, the pomegranate life. There's a lot to be shared there. When our natural being disappears, we have the 99 pomegranates, the rich expression of the life of Christ and the reality of the spiritual heir. And then we go on in the Song of Songs, five times the pomegranates are mentioned in the development, the progression of our experience of Christ. According to the Song of Songs, according to the Song of Songs, pomegranates have a spiritual significance in the progressive experience of an individual believer's loving fellowship with Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We need to pay attention to there's the blossoming bloom of the pomegranates. Mm-hmm. This means we need to pay more attention to life than to work. Mm. And then finally, we come to Roman numeral 5 and 2 Peter 1:3-8. We have the development of the excellent virtues through the enjoyment of the divine nature. And finally, let's read together C, Roman numeral 5C.
Eventually, we will have the full development and maturity in life from the seed of faith through the roots of virtue and knowledge, the trunk of self-control, and the branches of endurance and godliness, to the blossom and the fruit of brotherly love and love.
Amen. That's the full expression of pomegranates. Amen. All right. So I hope we all take the opportunity to share. Try to keep your sharing brief. When you hear that bell, get ready to sit down.
Amen.
And give someone else an opportunity to share a little something. And you do not have to share for 2 minutes.
Amen.
Maybe you're a little, it's just a little golden bell. Amen. Maybe it's just a couple sentences. It's like ring, 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 ring. Right? Let's all take the opportunity.
Amen.
And let's get out of our habit. Those that have built up a habit of not speaking, try to speak. And those of us who talk so much, try to be quiet a little bit. Let others speak, okay?
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed on day one a few sentences. I'll just mostly read them because I just can't say it better than it does here. Before we began to love the Lord Jesus, we were free to do whatever we wanted. But the more we say, Lord Jesus, I love you, the less freedom we have.
Amen.
And then I really enjoyed that, you know, our losing our freedom really has a very positive result. Because it says the more we are willing to be restricted and ruled by the Lord Jesus, out of our pure love for him, the more we will grow in life.
Amen.
Even the abundance of life.
Amen.
So I feel this is just so positive. We shouldn't be sad to be restricted. We should be welcoming it.
Amen.
Because the more we are restricted and ruled, the more we will grow in life.
Amen.
Even in the abundance of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Now one, I'm replacing all the youth. When we see a ripe pomegranate, we immediately realize the abundance and the beauty of life.
Amen.
If we enjoy Christ as the resurrection one, and by the power of his resurrection, we live the life of Christ on the earth to suffer all kinds of pressure, persecution, troubles, and conflicts, you will realize that the sweetness and the satisfaction of Christ within us, and we will manifest the beauty and abundance of life to each other.
Amen.
When
Amen.
Others when others touch you, they will see the loveliness and the attractiveness of Christ, and abundance of life will be imparted to them.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. On day two, this is just beautiful. It's so simple.
Amen.
That I can even get my hands on it. If we would keep paying attention to the self, we must concentrate on something better than the self.
Yes. Amen.
This is the reason we need a vision of the extensiveness of Christ.
Amen.
A vision presented in the book of Colossians.
Amen.
This really touched me. You know, I spend a lot of time struggling and straining, and that doesn't do a lot of good. But if I would just pay attention to this Christ that is mine, and who he is, I wouldn't so easily get distracted by silly, stupid things.
Amen.
Praise him.
Amen.
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 I just want to share one sentence. We are ruled and restricted to the uttermost in the sweetness of love.
Amen.
This is the kingdom of
Amen.
The Son of His love.
Amen.
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 That's what I enjoyed too, was the pomegranates and the bells. Those bells, I'm glad you mentioned how small they are, because I was actually thinking they were quite a bit bigger. But so it is a very small sound, but when we're in situations, sometimes we need to hear those bells.
Yeah.
That is what, because, and we have the abundance of life. So there isn't a lack of the life. It's just we have to listen or we lose the Lord's presence.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But thank the Lord for those little bells.
Amen.
I really like this pomegranates and bells.
Yeah.
And bells and pomegranates. It's like, which comes first? The pomegranate and the bell? Then the bell? Or the bell and the pomegranate?
Yeah.
It's both. It's like, there's a sentence in here. It says, this indicates that the divine voice is interrelated with the divine life. So you have the pomegranates, they're linen, so there's the humanity. And it's like the expression of the life.
Amen.
And we have that. You know where we have that? It's in the church.
Amen.
We're surrounded by pomegranates, or at least pomegranates that are developing.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a certain amount of this life that's being expressed. And then you get the nature there, the golden bells.
Right.
So this is the divine nature. So you have to have the humanity, you have to have the divinity.
Right.
You have to have the expression, and you have to have this little bell going off. Yeah. Right? And you do. It's not like you have to. No, that's sure. What we experience.
Yeah.
We experience even in this meeting.
Amen.
And when we get together just in small groups, sometimes I just hear this little bell. This brother says something. He doesn't realize what he just said, but it's a little sound that goes off. And it controls. It restricts me. Mm. You know, it's like, oh, yes, I need to, you know, this is what I need. Anyway, I just enjoy these two, the life, the nature, and it's all, you know, it's in the body, right, with this, with this, the skirt,
right?
Yes.
And it's all the way down, which means no matter how insignificant you might think you are, you still have this little bell, and you still have the life.
Yeah.
So we can all... encourage one another, right, with this speaking.
Amen.
So in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, there's a, Isaiah had a vision. And it said he had a vision of the Lord Jesus as the priest. And it said the train of his robe filled the temple.
Amen.
And that's a picture. That's a picture of the reality of the church life.
Amen.
It's the reality of the house of God. And what a wonderful thing that at the hem or at the bottom, the skirt of the garment, that there's alternating these pomegranates and golden bells.
Amen.
That's a picture of the church life.
Amen.
That's a picture of God's move in humanity.
Amen.
For 2,000 years, this robe has been being weaved. And now, at the end of the age, we're here.
Oh,
all the little pomegranates, the little golden bells. You know, God speaking isn't like a big church bell in a steeple, right? God speaking is just the little golden bells and all the saints.
Amen.
Who would imagine that this is God's move to end this age, right? The functioning of all the members in the body of Christ, that we would be built up.
Amen.
Our place is in the church.
Amen.
Our place is in the church meetings.
Amen.
Right? We're the hem of the garment of this one that fills the temple.
Amen.
That's marvelous.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I wanted to go back to day two, and I really like this matter of seeing the vision of Christ and letting it occupy our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And,
amen.
You know, I don't think I really focused on that before or really saw that so clearly. And, you know, in Ephesians 3:17, it says, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth.
Yeah.
And I just kind of realized, you know, if my vision of Christ is only this small, it's really easy for me to be occupied by this and that because I can see all these other things.
Yeah.
But if my vision is Christ is like this, if he fills my vision, then it's a lot harder to be distracted because all I see is Christ.
Yeah.
And I really like this line. It says, once we see the vision, amen, Lord, show us the vision.
Amen.
Our entire being will be attracted by this Christ and will be possessed by Christ and occupied with him.
Amen. Amen.
Then gradually, I like that word gradually. Hallelujah. Gradually, the extensive Christ who occupies our attention will replace every element of our natural human life.
Amen.
Lord, show us more of yourself.
Yes.
And we apprehend with all the saints.
Amen.
Oh, all your riches.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to read a section in the great part related to the same thing. If we see this vision, we will concentrate our entire being on the extensive Christ, who will then fill us and occupy us.
Amen.
We Because we are filled with the extensive Christ, we will have no need of any ism. No need of any ism. We need to be freed from some isms.
Yeah.
Right? We have some isms that are without and isms within.
Amen.
We need to be freed.
Amen.
Our being what needs to be occupied with this vast, unsearchably
Amen.
Rich, and extensive Christ.
Amen.
And then spontaneously. Spontaneously, not something we do of our own effort, but spontaneously,
Amen.
This Christ will come in to replace every aspect of our natural human life
Amen.
With Himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pomegranates is a really, really beautiful fruit. Because
yeah.
when I see food, I just usually think in this way, oh, it looks delicious. But when I first opened the pomegranates, actually the first, my response was, it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
I just
want
to have it because
Amen.
It's so beautiful.
Right.
Why? It's because it's full of life. It's full
yeah.
of life juice.
Amen.
When you try just to, you know, appeal, actually have to try your best not to
get the juice.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the juice is fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And also, it's so clear and so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the expression of the fullness of life,
Amen.
Abundance of life,
Amen.
And riches of life.
Amen.
And when Israelites, when they sent the spies in the numbers, actually, these spies brought three things. The grape, fig, and pomegranate.
Mm.
So really, the pomegranate signifies the riches of this good land.
Amen.
And then these riches of good land, these riches of Christ actually were also expressed through the church,
right.
which is signified by the robe
Amen.
Of the,
yes.
the high priest, as we see, and also by the capital of the temple, because temple is for expressing God. It's the capital of the pillars.
Yeah.
That's the thing which is very, how can I say, conspicuous? I mean,
yeah.
which is really
yeah,
amazing thing when
yeah.
you enter into the dwelling place of God.
Yeah.
So actually, this dwelling place of God has to express the riches of
Amen.
Life, this
Amen.
Abundance of life.
Amen.
And also another what is that? A type of the church is the bride,
mm.
right? So in Song of Songs, also the beauty of this
yeah.
bride
mm.
is expressed
mm.
by the pomegranate, mm. like I mean, her cheeks like
yeah.
pomegranates
yeah.
within the veil.
Yeah.
So when we enjoy the fullness of Christ, actually we will be
yeah.
the expression of this fullness of life, abundance of life,
Amen.
And riches of life.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Lord, put us in the church life.
Amen.
Now in the meeting,
right.
among the saints.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the pomegranate at the hem of the priest's garment.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, before this week, I thought that this pomegranate is jewel. You know, there is a red jewel,
right.
like pomegranate.
Yeah.
The name is garnet. Well, anyways, the fresh name is garnet. I thought that is red. I didn't recognize this pomegranate is made of linen, the scarlet, blue, and purple.
Yeah.
So these all three are the nature of God, the king's life, and the redemption, and the holiness. But anyway, so all the Lord Jesus is a priest, the great priest. He is wearing this garment, which is the church. In the church, there is whenever the Lord moved, there must be expression of the
yeah.
pomegranate in the
Amen.
God.
Amen.
What is the pomegranate? It's the our experience of Christ.
Amen.
As the sister said, we are in the good land. We're full of life, pomegranate. We eat up the pomegranate in our daily life, you know, in much difficult situation and complicated situation, but we enjoy Christ as a richness of God, the pomegranate. And that this pomegranate become thread, the pomegranate at the hand of the garment, so which is we constituted with the riches of God. So anyways, by being in the church meeting, whenever in the big meeting, or whether being in the big meeting or the small gathering or in the home meeting, so only with the saints, there's the pomegranates, the raw pomegranates, the humanity, the saints' humanity.
Amen.
They pass through so many things. Each one have a certain situation,
but
they constitute it with the pomegranate. And then they say, whatever they say something, it become golden bell. So even I didn't realize what they said, but in the during the week, the after the home meeting, what the saints shared is just remain in me, keep ringing in me, always running in me.
Amen.
So anyway,
amen.
Thank you for putting us in the church
life. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the pomegranate.
Amen. Amen.
This morning, sorry, so I don't fall down, but you know, when we talk about pomegranates in the past, a lot of times someone brings a pomegranate and they show it to us, and it's beautiful, you know. But this morning, as the saints were speaking, my thoughts were, we are a pomegranate. A pomegranate is full of seeds, full of life.
Amen.
And we can apprehend with all the saints.
Amen.
The height, depth, breadth, width, whatever, you know, of God.
Amen.
Isn't our Lord wonderful?
Amen.
Isn't the Bible terrific?
Amen.
I mean, I like pictures. Thank you, saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I also enjoyed this. And I just want to worship the Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord, for the fullness of your riches are in the church.
Amen.
I just want to echo what everybody's saying. I just enjoy that we have these two aspects in the church. You know, the fullness of the riches of life, the humanity of Christ is in the church. And also the voice of the warnings of the divine life is in the church. I just praise the Lord that we have this wonderful Christ in the church.
Amen.
Just Christ in these two aspects. His wonderful humanities, his wonderful divinity.
Mm.
You know, sometimes during the day, I'm not enjoying the Lord, but praise the Lord, I'm in the body. You know, whenever I contact the saints, I'm just revived. You know, these two things are there. The voice of warning and the riches of life.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for this this Christ also in us and in the ministry. You know, I enjoy the matter of the vision too, when we, you know, in the word and the ministries, it just helps us be unveiled and see all the rich Christ. And then it delivers us from the self. So, you know, sometimes I'm wandering in my mind, but I can always come back to my spirit, come back to the word, touch the living Christ in his word, and the more I spend time in his word, the more I see this wonderful, precious Christ.
Amen.
That delivers me from the self. And I'm not doing it alone, but I'm doing it in the body.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus, for your body.
Amen.
Praise you for your riches in the body.
Amen. Amen.
So the church, according to the Timothys, are the pillar and base of the truth.
Amen.
And so eventually, there is a real manifestation of the church as a pillar. I mean, how many cubits tall? 18 cubits, right?
Yeah,
that's way up there.
Mm.
So it's really manifested. But if you look closely at the top of that bronze pillar, there is a wonderful capital there. And that capital has on it certain things. There's chain work, there's checker work, and you just might wonder, what is all of that about? Praise the Lord, we have the ministry.
Amen.
To help us get into the understanding of that typology in the Old Testament, and to realize the New Testament significance of that. That all of that represents a kind of a complicated situation at the top. Yes, the church is a giant, you know, pillar of the truth. And
And so that's what the end result is. Mm-hmm. But how did it get that way? It got that way by enjoying the pomegranate life, mm-hmm. day by day by day. Mm-hmm. And right on the top of the pillar, there are those pomegranates. So I enjoyed this, you know, that the ultimate manifestation there, you might say, is pomegranates. Not 200 of them, but two pillars, and each having 100, but four are hidden by that time. Once they are up there, you can only see 96. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You cannot see that other four.
Amen.
Why? Because in all of your enjoyment, especially in the paying attention to those little golden bells in your daily life, yourself has gotten decreased, and the Lord has gotten increased.
Amen.
And to the point that for eternity, this done. You might say done away with self, actually transformed person, is there for all to see. And all of us will know for all eternity that those four pomegranates, you know, the unseen ones, representing all that the Lord has dealt with in us. Through all those years,
amen.
Not
amen.
Just us in this room, but all of the saints amen. Throughout all time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I also really enjoyed day four, especially this part where it says, our expression of the riches of life is not only eternal and in the freshness of resurrection, but it's absolutely in the atmosphere of the Spirit.
Yeah. So there was a gospel friend who came to a Friday home meeting that I went this Friday. So she's a photographer for taking photos for a wedding. And the reason that she came is because she said, you know, she takes photos for all kinds of people. But every time she goes to the Christian weddings, she always feels there's something different. And she doesn't like to go to, you know, parties and drinkings and because she's naturally an introvert person. But she was, because there was one of the sisters in the home meeting that invited her, and she wanted to come because she saw something different while she was in the saints' wedding. So she came and she was really open. So the saints start preaching the gospel to her. And after a while, she starts saying that, you know, like, I'm really open. I'm open to all kinds of religions. And you know, and I believe that y'all believe the same God and stuff like that. So the saints start saying that, you know, we're not in a religion. What we're having is life. It's another life. And then she start having this question and be like, you know, I just don't like the concept that if I choose one, then all my friends in, you know, other religions would just go to hell. And immediately, there in me, like in me, I just start having this feeling. It's like, that is absolutely wrong, you know. I was trying to correct her. I didn't say it, but my mind was like, I'm trying to correct her and, you know, explain the doctrines and the stuff. But immediately there's another brother that was sitting beside me. He started kind of just talking to her. And when he was talking, I was like, brother, you are not answering her question. Because the brother was talking about the watermelon. The brother was like, you know, you brought the watermelon. The brother's like, you brought the watermelon, you know, and if you say it's really sweet, but if you don't taste it, then you never know that how sweet it is. So you have to receive the watermelon and taste it so that you know how good it is. And then the brother shared that to a point that the gospel friend was like, how do I receive the Lord then? Yeah, and then the brother said, you know, and the Bible says, once you call upon the Lord, Lord's name, you shall be saved. So the brother offered the prayer, and then she followed the brother to pray and to call on the Lord's name.
Amen.
Yeah. So I was just really touched that, you know, here it says, well, our expression of the riches of life is eternal in resurrection in the Spirit. Our natural being, signified by the number four, must be covered.
Amen.
Yeah, I just praise the Lord that, you know, the saints were sharing. They were not answering the question, not trapped by the tree of knowledge, but really just ministering life and let the
Amen.
Spirit of flow.
Amen.
That's a very good example of the third application of the pomegranates. You know, the Song of Songs, her work
was a work of life.
Yeah.
And her service was growing a garden.
Amen.
Yeah. Anyway, I just appreciate, you know, it's just all a matter of life.
Right? Amen.
The growth of life and the maturity.
Amen.
That's what the matter of the pomegranate
Amen.
Signifies.
Amen.
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 You know, Saints, I was quite impressed with day one where it says, the more we are willing to be restricted and ruled by the Lord Jesus out of love for him, the more we will grow in life, even in the abundance of life. So, of course, you know, in my world, my mother was everything at one point, but everything I asked her to do, she said no. She said no. It was always no. And so later on, I found out that I would have saved myself a lot of heartache if I had accepted all her no's. Okay, so now in the church life, last week I said, you know, to be rooted and grounded in the church life is wonderful, but at some point you have to start to grow. Mm. You know, you have to start to do something, to show some fruit, you know, help somebody, cook something, do something. You know, just don't sit there and get rooted to a chair, okay? But the point I want to make here is that, you know, and I also said that, you know, I went along doing things that may not have been the way I should have been doing within the church life, but nobody said anything. But they were ringing little bells. they were ringing little bells everywhere I go. I'm hearing, you know, I didn't even know that they were bells. So it, when I came to myself, I said, oh, that was a bell. Mm-hmm. So as I was reading this, I found out that all this time, my sisters and my brothers have been ringing bells. Mm-hmm. And so now that I hear the bells, in retrospect, you know, I hear these bells, well, it beats not hearing them at all. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So now, you know, when that, and if nobody claimed, nobody shouted. Nobody said, you are a nutcase. Nobody said anything like that. They just went along quietly and they rang the bells. But the bells came from the fruit of the pomegranate.
Yeah.
You know, and it came with love, because had you slammed me down, I would have did the same thing I did with my mother. Not done it. But learning later, what a blessing now that I can hear as I go along.
Amen. 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 So good.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed this week, the riches of life in the pomegranate, and I enjoyed we can express the riches of life 100-fold, and this indicates a testimony. And our testimony is our living. And I was in I want to give my top enjoyment this week. I was in family camp this week, and I got to go with Hannah on Friday and Saturday. And, you know, the church, the hymn I woke up with on day six was, "The Church of Christ is Glorious." And I just want to read a few of these things. Life is within us, enabling us. Life is the inward energy, the inward strength, to bring forth the outward godliness which leads to and results in glory. And I just have to say that the family camp was agape love. It was not, it's a higher love. Mm-hmm. It's adorning all the qualities of the Christian life. It adorns the church life. Mm-hmm. Such a life, you know, it's the full expression of God. It's a nobler love. It's the expression of delight, affection, a testimony for the bearing of fruit. I just, all of the details in the family camp and all of the love poured out and even the little young, very young people in front, admonishing and declaring and shining, and I can't even say all the things, but I just appreciate the Lord's mercy to us. You know, people in the world are trying to do things, and they're trying to have things, but we have the shining and the real love by the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Anyway, I just, Lord Jesus, Lord, we have your virtue. We have the energy of life carrying us into your glory.
Amen.
To become your full expression, your body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
Amen.
Enjoy the riches and become the fullness.
Brotherly
always like to give example.
Yeah.
Pick the biggest brother.
Yeah.
And this is the picture of the expression, the fullness of United States, the riches of United States. So I just really enjoy, you know, in the last week we were talking about this land. Mm-hmm. If we were to just enjoy the riches that this land is provided, we will have the fullness. Mm-hmm. That expression in pomegranate.
Amen.
Right.
And I really enjoy the brothers linking in 2 Peter. Mm. You know, I just read this because I don't know how else to say it. The divine virtue not only exists in are possessed by the believers, but also abound and multiply in them in the development of growth of the divine life. You know, we're not going to become pomegranate overnight.
Right.
There's need a lot of development.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of development.
Yeah.
All the virtues already exist in the seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
And now they're waiting for the opportunity to abound. In order for the virtues in the seed to abound, the seed needs to be sown in the soil and then grow and develop until it blossoms and bear fruit.
Amen.
I just appreciate the ministry so much. Every week after week, we're pointed to this rich Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, I've always, week after week, I said, what is this verse in the New Testament? Has anything to do with whatever they're saying in the good land? But week after week, it showed us is the fullness of the Christ that is typified in the good land.
Amen.
That is growing in us.
Amen.
So we can become his expression.
Amen.
To accomplish his purpose.
Amen.
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 I just really appreciated it was alluded to about some of the songs, but this week I just really enjoyed the, you know, the lover in the Song of Songs, you know, her sense was just this garden, you know, the whole time. And her, even her, you know, desire, I think, her concern was the blossoming of the pomegranates. And so I just really, you know, was kind of freshly, like, reminded and brought back to, you know, that this is, you know, really the true blessing that the Lord wants to give us is this blossoming of the pomegranates, life in abundance and fullness. This is what is to be expressed. And so, I was just encouraged that, you know, just to, even her joy, it seemed like, was just this, you know, the budding of the vines and the blossoming of the pomegranates.
Amen.
I also really enjoyed this week. The three words that really stood out to me is love, light, and life. So first comes love. The Lord just attracted us with his love. The more we say we love the Lord, I don't know, we just become filled with his love. And the more we say, Lord Jesus, I love you, the more we become restricted by him.
Yeah.
And it's like a sweet restriction. It's not like your parents telling you not to do something and then, you know, that kind of restriction. It's just like a sweet, like you just feel like, wow, I really love the Lord. I want to do just what he wants me to do. And then the more we love the Lord, the more the light comes. And the more the light comes, the more we experience the life. And something that really struck me was to live by Christ means that we do not live by anything other than Christ.
Yes.
Amen. If we see what it is to live by Christ, we will realize that many of us, or for me, I have some form of control established by the self.
Yeah.
A control set up and carried out by the self. This kind of control is the authority of darkness. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh Lord, you know, I have so much control of myself. Yeah. Like I, you know, I decide like I want to be a good person, not like a good person. Like I want to do, even like, oh, I'm going to read my Bible, I'm going to do morning revival, like all these things. If it's just controlled by the self, that's in darkness. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Lord, you know, sometimes I pray and I don't really sense the Lord. That's because I'm in myself. So the Lord is just like exposing me, like, you know, anything we do out of ourselves is darkness. And all we have to do is like, Lord, I can't, but you can. Amen. We just have to keep coming back to the Lord. And I kind of felt hopeless at that time. I was like, Lord, you know, I've been in the church life and it's kind of hard. And I don't know, life is hard. And I don't know, it's just hard. But in Colossians 1:27-28 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen. Now,
we don't have hope in ourselves. But we have hope because the Lord is in us.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. Christ in us is the hope of glory.
Amen.
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 You know, there are signs of a proper church life. And the signs of a proper church life are pomegranates and golden bells.
Yeah.
And I like to just put together day one and two. I'll try to be quick here. You know, it says here in 1C, if we grow in life to maturity, we will become pomegranates, okay? For pomegranates means the abundance of life, okay? Mm-hmm. The riches of the abundance of life, okay? It's full of life. Then it says here, the more we are willing to be ruled and restricted by the Lord Jesus out of our love for him, the more we will grow in life. If at a certain point in our experience in the church life, we don't sense some kind of restrictions or something of the nature, we need to ask the Lord. We need to be concerned. We need to have some degree of restriction, you know? There has to be. If we say, I'm contacting the Lord, I'm contacting the head, there should be some sense of restriction within us.
Absolutely.
And we can never say, okay, I've grown to the point that I am no longer restricted.
No.
That is self-deception. You know what I mean? That's going the other way.
Yeah.
There's no bell anywhere. The more we grow in life, the more we should be so sensitive to those little bells.
Yeah.
Amen. And the bells are made of three strands. How convenient. Triune God. The bells are there, right? And they're golden bells.
Amen.
Okay? And they're embroidered on the robe. Interesting. They're golden bells, and then you have the pomegranates. Yes,
yep.
Pomegranates are embroidered with the three strands.
Yeah.
Anyway. Amen. And then lastly, let me read this here. That's a nice bell. Okay. The beauty of life expressed in our humanity and the divine sounding from the golden bells are signs of a proper church life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'll stop there.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoyed on day five, and I didn't realize until I was sitting here that I really enjoyed it. But so forgive me, it's not so composed, but this matter of the pomegranate behind the veil.
And
in Song of Songs, that's where we see so much related to the pomegranate and the lover being likened to a pomegranate. And I love this, a garden enclosed is my sister, my bride, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. And so a garden is primarily for beauty, not so much for tilling, not so much for producing. It's not like a, what do you call it, like a commercial farming
right.
business,
right.
But but it's for beauty. It's for delight. It's for the person that goes in, what is beautiful to their sight. And I loved that she's considered a garden enclosed. Yeah, so it's not for the whole world to see. Yeah. It's a private garden.
It's a private garden.
And we had some fellowship about this a couple of days ago, and it's like, oh, well, shouldn't we have a testimony for the world to see? And yes, there is that aspect, a testimony for the world to see, but primarily, only a husband truly knows the beauty of his wife. So the whole world may say, oh, she's a good woman and she's lovely in aspects, but only a husband should really and truly know, like, the extent of her beauty. And I just appreciate so much that that's the Lord's relationship with us.
Yeah.
There should be something hidden and reserved for our husband. And from that, of course, there is this aspect that there would be fruit being produced, but it stems from this beauty, this delight that is enjoyed by our heavenly husband.
Amen.
And then from that, there will be an abundance of fruit.
Amen. Amen. So good. Amen.
Of restriction. You know, this week I really appreciated these words of fullness, abundance, and beauty. Mm-hmm. But then we get to these other words of restriction, rulership, and control. Because that's the way to grow in life, even to the abundance of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as was mentioned, the Lord's rulership is sweet. Mm-hmm. But we do see that there is this aspect, our own personal philosophies mm-hmm. about fill in the blank in our situations is an aspect of the authority of darkness.
Yeah.
It's being under the control of the self. So this is what the Lord speaking to me was mm-hmm. this week, was this matter of who's in control. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's not I try to wrestle, you know, and I don't need to figure it out. What I need to do is see more of this extensive Christ
Amen.
By being in his word, being in the ministry, and being in these meetings.
Amen.
And saints, as y'all are speaking, there are so many golden bells going off in my being. And I just really appreciate every saint in this room and every speaking. So Amen. Thank the Lord for his speaking and his restriction.
Amen. Amen.
Golden piano bell didn't even go off. Anybody? One more on the edge of their seat.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
The bells are ringing. So I was at a family day camp this past week, and it was so enjoyable. It was such a great time. I was with the family of God, right? I was with God's family. And I was there with my wife and my daughter, and my daughter had a great time. We were going over this the story of Moses, right? And, you know, I thought, story of Moses, okay, yes, you know, I got that in the bag, right? Like, I've heard it plenty of times, right? So I can, you know, it's going to be enjoyable, it's going to be great. But also with the theme of family camp were three words. It was diligence, faithfulness, and perseverance, right? Mm. And there is one thing that I learned about the story of Moses that, you know, that I thought it was just going to be a refresher, but actually Moses could be useful to the Lord and getting, you know, the children of Israel out of Egypt, before Moses could do that, Moses had to be ready, right? He had to be made ready, right? Mm-hmm. And he had to learn how to be diligent, mm-hmm. how to be faithful, and how to persevere, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're learning about these words, you know, at our homes and in family camp, And, you know, I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, this is great for the kids, but then they start reading off these definitions of diligence and faithfulness and perseverance, and, you know, I couldn't help but feeling a little exposed myself, right? I was like, okay, wait, hold on, Lord. Like, this, I thought this was for the kids. Like, hold on. But I mean, it's family camp, right? So it was really for everybody, and it was just, you know, and then just kind of brings it full circle to what we're talking about, the pomegranates, and how, you know, being full grown in life, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just like clicked, right? To be full grown in life, what does that mean? And it's like, we have to be diligent, right? We have to be diligent to the Lord.
Amen.
Right? It's not about what we want to do, right? It's about it's not about what we want to do. It's about what, you know, we're supposed to do, right? For the Lord, right? It's about being faithful to the Lord, right? Keeping our promises to the Lord. And last but not least, persevering, right? Persevering, because we're going to go through our dark days. We're going to go through our valleys, right? It's okay, right? It's natural, but we need to be those who persevere, right?
Amen.
And we need to be all those things so that we can be useful to
yes.
the Lord,
Amen.
Right? In our family and in our church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Lord Jesus, closing word, it is the impossible task. it's not easy to, there's so many riches here from this week. But I do want to, I just felt like, you know, the Lord's, all the riches of the fullness of this life were just coming out this morning. Through all the pomegranates speaking, you know, and you know, I want to come back to at the beginnings a word that's it's small but it's here, and as our brother from the opening word and through all the saints speaking, you know, what is the significance of a pomegranate? I'd like to just kind of come away with a few words
sure.
that it will hopefully help us just to, what is a pomegranate?
Yeah.
In the spiritual significance. What is a pomegranate? And we can just come back to Roman numeral 1, and it is what?
Fullness.
It is the fullness of life, right? So three words, fullness, abundance, and beauty, right? And it's also the what? The expression of the riches of life.
Amen.
Okay? In order to have this, I just like to hone in on a little word that's in point A, Roman numeral 1A. A ripe pomegranate.
Ripe.
I want to hone in on that word, ripe pomegranate. With its seed, gives the impression of the fullness of life and of the abundance and beauty of life. And, you know, there's definitely the need to see that this good land is a type, a picture of the all-inclusiveness and all-extensiveness of Christ. There is a need to see this. And there's also the need, as we've been going week by week, we have to see that, as our brother started off with the key verse in Deuteronomy 8:8, it's a land full of what? Wheat, barley, vines, figs, and pomegranates. And this is not just individual aspects of Christ, but they're actually kind of that progressive in our experience. In our experience, it's a kind of a progressive experience of how we are brought to this matter of being a ripe pomegranate, to being a mature, full-grown man.
Amen.
And as our brother said, there is the personal aspect, but there is the corporate aspect. And we can say that the personal aspect of our growth in this life is for the corporate aspect.
Yeah.
It's not just for our growth in and of ourselves, but it's for the corporate aspect. Because it is in the corporate sense that we truly get the fullness, right? We truly, right as Ephesians 1:23 says, the body, which is the fullness of the one who fills all and in all. So again, the personal is for the corporate, right? And so here we have to see that this land, if there is one word that we can just hang on this good land, is the word life. Amen. Life.
Amen.
Just one word, life. Amen. And the Lord's recovery, this is what we are about. We are for the recovery of the eternal life.
Amen.
And not just the recovery of the eternal life, it's the eternal life in our experience.
Amen.
For that, there is a need for growth. There is a need to be brought unto maturity until there is a full expression, a kind of fullness of the expression of this life.
Amen.
And so, also, as a number of saints were sharing about this point in Roman numeral 1, I just want to be sensitive to the Lord speaking again. If we grow in life to maturity, we will become pomegranates. The more we are willing to be ruled and restricted by the Lord Jesus, out of our love for him, the more we will grow in life.
Amen.
And our brother, who actually, the one who shared this message, he says the Lord's recovery is a recovery of the narrow way.
Amen.
Because the narrow way actually restricts us.
Amen.
It governs us and it rules us, but it leads us to what?
Life.
So the narrow way is a way of life.
Amen.
But the key ingredient here, and I love the connection, it says, the more we are willing to be ruled and restricted by the Lord Jesus out of our love for him, the more we will grow in life.
Amen.
And I just like to, you know, there's so much to say about the matter of the Croesus robes and the bronze, you know, pillars with the pomegranates around the capitals and all this. But I'd like to be brought to this matter of Roman numeral 4. According to Song of Songs, pomegranates have a spiritual significance in the progressive experience of an individual believer's, and again, the word, loving fellowship with Christ. Loving fellowship. The more we are in this kind of relationship of loving the Lord in fellowship with him, the more he rules and restricts
Amen.
Us. The more we participate of his divine nature.
Amen.
And that is what causes us to be brought on in our growth in life unto maturity.
Amen.
So I appreciate it that this there's two things that came out in this point. The cheeks of the beloved one, right? And the other one was the garden.
Yeah.
You know, in each one, I think it's in, in each one, it says that your cheeks are like a piece of pomegranate, and catch this, behind your veil. And then in the other one, your cheeks are like, okay, the garden.
Yeah.
It says, a garden enclosed in my sister, my bride, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
Amen.
And what I like about this is that it's concealed and it's enclosed.
Amen.
And there's a reason.
Amen.
Because this expression of the maturity in life Amen. Is only for one person,
Amen.
And that is our beloved,
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's not about what we do. It's not about how much... I don't know how many people I'm going to gain or how many people we're shepherding and this and that. Don't get me wrong.
Amen.
There is that aspect. But our growth in life has an expression, and it's full of love.
Amen.
If you may say, it's a relationship that is according to love, but it also develops our human virtues. It develops our virtues, and that is the last point,
Amen.
The verses in Peter. There is a number of virtues that issue from our growth in life.
Amen.
And this is what the Lord is after.
Amen.
He's after something that pleases him, that he finds delight in. And quite honestly, the only one that can make us such way is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is why he needs to grow.
Amen.
What did John say? He must increase, I must decrease.
Amen.
Was that him? Less of self,
more of him.
Amen.
And the more we are in that process,
amen,
of him letting, growing in us,
amen,
the more we will become this mature pomegranate,
amen,
that the,
amen,
Lord is after for,
amen,
his satisfaction, amen, for his, amen, delight. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We are on our way.
Amen.
We are on our way to maturity.
Amen.
I just praise the Lord that we can be with all the pomegranates, right?
Amen.
Expressing the fullness of this life.
Amen. Amen.
So we'd like to close the meeting here. And we'd like to see if there are any visitors or new ones here at the moment. Anyone in this section visiting or new to our meeting this morning? None? Okay. Anyone in this section new or visiting us this morning? No? Okay. Anyone over here visiting us this morning? Introduce yourself.
This is my cousin, Bibi. She's from New York.
Just okay. Amen. Welcome, Bibi. Okay. Anyone else here? No? Anyone in this section?
I think this is probably the second time I'm being here. From Puerto Lanca, here for an internship for the summer.
Amen. Could you tell us your name, too?
Sorry?
Your
name? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, my name is Jingtian Liu. Yeah, I used to work for a chemical plant in Puerto Lanka, in Victoria direction.
Are you related to Margaret?
Not related, but we
just the
meet
same
together
last
previously.
Name.
Yeah, we are very, I'm very familiar with it, yeah, her family.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so now we have a few announcements. And then we need to talk about the children, and we need to talk about Lubbock. Okay? First, quickly, some important items. We're going to be in week 10 of the morning revival, so we'll continue in that. And then some other items here. The semi-annual video training registration is now open. The deadline without late fee will be tomorrow, June 17th. Okay? So Young Working Saints Gathering, June 22nd. That's, I think, next weekend. There will be a gathering for the Young Working Saints on Saturday, June 22nd. Details and sign-up form can be found in the email. There's a link. Okay, then early registration without discount for the Summer School of Truth Week 2. Week 1 begins tomorrow.
Amen.
Week 1 begins tomorrow. There's a lot going on this summer. Okay, they just finished the, what's that, family camp, and then boom, the Truth School. And then after that, there's something else.
Family camp.
Another family camp. And then after that,
summer training.
Summer training. And after that, School of Truth again. Okay. So week two, Summer School of Truth, week two, early registration is now open until June 23rd. That's next weekend. After which the price goes up. Okay. Gospel trips in the French-speaking Europe. There's a link to the LSM newsletter, issue number 30, giving a brief history. It outlines the current burden and then gives a preview of the upcoming gospel trips with names and numbers and maps and so forth. Then also, there are two additional links where you can find reports concerning the previous five trips that just happened, relays 1 through 4 and highlights from Torch 5, Torch Relay. Number 5. There are links in here. Okay, and then related to Lubbock real quick. If you plan to attend or travel to Lubbock to attend the meeting next weekend, the brothers in Lubbock would like to know, have an idea about how many are going. Anybody from here will be going? Show of hands, approximately.
One behind you.
One.
Elegant art.
Okay, anybody else? One? One and a half? One? Two? One? Okay. So that's pretty simple then.
Yes, so that's two.
Okay, and then related to the children. Hang on, the right message here. Okay, the K through 6 can be picked up in cabin 107. Okay, parents, you can get your children K through 6 in cabin 107. There's nothing else?
Maybe the website. It's awesome.
Oh, yes. Oh, gracious. Related to the tape?
Awesome. Yeah.
You can say something.
Yeah, so this meeting is being recorded And it's being hosted up on the website, austinmediaroom.com. But in order to locate it, it's going to be in the upper right-hand corner. You'll see a lot of files and folders. That's not where it is. It's actually in the upper right-hand corner that you'll be able to access this meeting.
Right. It says prophesying meeting. So yeah, it's a new tab.
It's a new addition to the austinmedia.com website, so you can just access the prophesying meetings. And then we'll keep doing this, and eventually at the end of this month, we'll stop broadcasting on Zoom.
Yeah. Okay. Amen.